Anything is a bonus. We would be very grateful for $33,000. Unfortunately, it appears, and I only say it appears, we won't be able to use it what we really need to use it for. Our priority at the moment is to fund our executive officers, and we've been pushing really hard through Minister Baston and the department to get some assistance, even if it's only a portion, to fund our executive officers, because without the executive officers, our RBGs just don't function properly. And apparently, and I only say apparently, we can't use that money for that purpose. It has to be for specifically wild dog control activities. So, I'm a little bit disappointed about that, but we will take $33,000 and use it very carefully.
So given that the $33,000 can't go towards admin costs, what can it go towards? What are your thoughts so far?
Well, there's a number of things. I guess we could add some days onto a dogger and get a bit more work done through the doggers, maybe, 10 or 15 days onto several doggers. We could use it for bait production. We could use it for purchasing poisons. We could use it for building infrastructure, which is around baiting, like bait racks or bait storage facilities or chillers for storing the meat, any of those kind of things, which really the Megathera Biosecurity Group has got. Our facilities are A1, and although we can always tidy it up a few loose ends here and there, really we're not looking to spend any money at all on our wild dog or our bait production facilities at this stage.
Now, last financial year, I suppose it's really the current financial year we're in, the group did receive a large sum of money for a bounty. This $33,000, I mean, any consideration whether it could be used for a similar type program?
Well, obviously, it's a portion, and there is a possibility. I guess it's now a matter of taking it back to the committee. We have considered whether we can use it or not for the bounty, and at this stage, it appears as if we would probably use it in other areas before we put it to the bounty, although the bounty is an option.
So it's still an option that is on the table, albeit probably need a little bit more money to go with it?
Well, I would like to see the minister fund the bounty in its entirety. I believe that I know the state budget's finances are very tight, and this $33,000 that the Megathera RBG will get is probably going to be it. I don't think we're going to get any more, but in all honesty, I'd like to see the minister do again what he did last year and fund the bounty in its entirety.
Now, Ashley, your group receives this $33,000 along with two other RBGs. Any thoughts about collaborating with those two for a regional strategy?
That has been discussed as well, or thought about. Obviously, we haven't had a lot of time to make any decisions because we only heard about it recently. We haven't had a lot of time, but it is something that is a possibility as well. I'm not sure, other than combining to hire aircraft for aerial baiting or something like that, I really haven't had to put a great deal of thought into what we could do across the whole area. We're very appreciative, and anything the minister does that is of benefit to the control of wild dogs in this area, we'll applaud him for it and take it.